The heroin epidemic hit Indianapolis about 3 years ago. The alarm went off for Alfarina Ballou, the chief deputy coroner for Marion County, when five people overdosed in 1 week. Worried by the trend, she alerted the Marion County Health Department and IMPD. Another deadly trend arrived 2 years later.
Last year, we sort of noticed that there were some cases that we were seeing where we thought that it was a heroin overdose. And then when we got the tox screen back, we saw that it was straight fentanyl overdose.
Medically, fentanyl is used as anesthesia for chronic or severe pain. It's 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine and way more lethal than heroin. But it's rarely the medical version found on the streets. In June, the DEA issued a warning about the danger of accidentally breathing or touching fentanyl after two New Jersey officers became ill while collecting evidence. Indiana State Police Forensic Scientist Supervisor Elizabeth Griffin says their crime lab workers take extra precautions when they think they might be handling fentanyl.
A typical dose that's administered either prescription or sometimes by street-level users is like 125 micrograms, which apparently is about 2 grains of salt. But a lethal dose is only 32 grains of salt.
Criminal Justice Research Director for the IU Public Policy Institute, Brad Ray, says illicit fentanyl is helping fuel overdose deaths in Indianapolis. Coroner's office records show deaths from fentanyl alone more than doubled between 2014 and 2015, while Indiana's prescription drug database, INSPECT, shows doctors were scaling back.
There's a kind of steady decline in fentanyl prescriptions in Marion County. But then we also looked at forensic data from IMPD's lab, and the number of detections they have of fentanyl has been consistently increasing.
Ray says fentanyl is often mixed with and sold as heroin, creating a deadly opioid cocktail, a combination seen by East Side Shalom Project paramedic Shane Hardwick.
We pulled up on a gal who was purple and not breathing, instantly rendered Narcan to her, and it took a few minutes, but she finally came around, and when she did, she admitted to mixing heroin and fentanyl together.
I've never seen anything like it in my 41 years. It's like an epidemic.
Larry Brake is no stranger to treating overdose patients.
Back in the 70s, it was pretty prevalent. We would, you know, maybe get a few a week. Now it's almost daily.
The longest-serving paramedic in the city, Brake's been on the job since 1974 and remembers using naloxone or Narcan, the overdose antidote, during the 1970s heroin epidemic. Now, he says it's saving lives here every day.
When we wake these people up, what I tell them is, I don't judge anybody, you know, but I say, you've got to knock this habit off. But if you can't quit it, don't ever do it alone. Make sure you have somebody there with you. Pick up a phone call, you know, 911, you know, we can bring them right back. But if they're by themselves, we find their body, you know, 3 or 4 days later.
The spike in demand has caused a surge in the price of naloxone, according to Indianapolis EMS spokesman Carl Rochelle.
We were using roughly 500 to 600 times a year for several years at $9 a dose. Last year alone, we used 1,225 times, and the cost on it increased from $9 to $33.
Rochelle says IMPD, IFD, and IEMS have used Narcan on over 900 people so far this year. Since July 1st, naloxone's been available over-the-counter for the public. A local pharmacist quoted a two-dose package of the generic version for just over $100. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.